from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Saudi prince condemns Egypt terror attacks. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and vowed to pursue terrorists. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis says Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interest.
There is no claim yet for responsibility. Gunmen were seen carrying an Islamic State black flag. Saeed Sadek is with the Canadian University in Cairo.
They picked this mosque because there are many tribes in this area supporting the army. And so they picked this time, a soft target, time for the prayer when everybody is totally in, praying and not looking around.
Indonesian authorities have raised the alert for a volcano on Bali to the highest level and ordered people within 10 kilometers to evacuate, while Bali's international airport has been closed for at least 24 hours. In Australia, Emil Janssens of the Bureau of Meteorology.
About 9 o'clock on Saturday night, the volcano woke up and started emitting ash. Been increasing in intensity, so slowly getting stronger over that period. We're seeing the plume on satellite imagery up to around 9,000 meters above sea level.
The volcano has shifted from steam-based eruptions to magmatic eruptions. Pope Francis arrived in Myanmar today in his effort to draw global attention to the Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis. The Pope's schedule does not include a visit to a refugee camp, but he's expected to meet with a small group of Rohingya in Dhaka. This is VOA News. A ship carrying food aid has been allowed to dock at a rebel-held Yemeni port, the first relief ship to enter the port in 3 weeks after the Saudi-led coalition lifted its closure of all entry points in a bid to shut off weapons shipments. In the capital of Sana'a, an aircraft with nearly 2 million doses of vaccines landed along with humanitarian aid workers. But UN Children's Agency spokesman Gert Kabilieri said more help is desperately needed.
I reiterate my plea to everyone with a heart for children, indeed, not to prevent us from delivering what is urgently needed.
The UN says more than 11 million children are in need of humanitarian aid. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. The protests had closed roads linking the capital of Islamabad with other parts of the country. The situation turned violent over the weekend as police tried to break up the sit-in. The demonstrators, representing various religious parties, wanted the law minister to resign after a minor amendment in electoral oath. Cuba held municipal elections Sunday, a year after the death of communist dictator Fidel Castro, but Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hackam says the elections are not the start of a new era in Cuba.
There have been elections of this sort for years. Maybe here there's a little more openness, a little more discussion of issues. But frankly, this is all done in an atmosphere where people are still under tremendous repressive, regimented regime. There's no indication that this is moving the country, that this is a step toward openness.
Some observers have observed the election as the beginning of a new step toward democracy. Mr. Hackam disagrees. Britain's Prince Harry is tying the knot. It was announced today that he's engaged to his U.S. actress girlfriend, Meghan Markle, with the marriage due to take place in the spring of 2018. The 33-year-old Harry, currently fifth in line to the British throne, and the 36-year-old Markle became engaged earlier this month. English author Claudia Joseph.
And now Harry is marrying an Afro-American. He's marrying a divorced woman. I think people look at him and remember perhaps Princess Margaret and Peter Townend and her sad life as a result of perhaps not being able to marry him and think, well, Harry has to make his own choices in life, otherwise he's never going to have a successful marriage.
She is best known for her role in the U.S. TV legal drama Suits. The couple met in July of 2016. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.